on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Thousands of striking Boeing workers have given a thumbs down to a contract proposal.
I voted no, and I'm feeling like they're continually trying to give us the bare minimum, and it's ridiculous. We all have families to feed. That's how I feel.
Correspondent Jared Hill.
Boeing was offering the 33,000 striking machinists a new four-year deal that included a 35% pay hike and better health and retirement benefits, but did not restore pensions.
For now, workers will continue their six-week-old strike. 12 days to go, and the presidential candidates are stepping up the battle to sway voters in battleground states.
Appearing before an audience of undecided voters, Vice President Harris told host Anderson Cooper she believes the former president's aides and cabinet officials who are describing him as a dictator or fascist.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
Harris cited former Trump White House Chief of Staff, retired Marine General John Kelly.
He's just putting out a 911 call to the American people.
Harris also questioned Trump's focus if he is returned to power.
He's going to sit there unstable, unhinged, plotting his revenge, plotting his retribution.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The former president held a rally in Duluth, Georgia last night.
The polls are open for early voting in Georgia every day from now till November 1st. You got to get out there and vote. But most importantly, just vote whichever way you want to do it. I've been one that says whichever way, just get out and vote.
By his side, Georgia's conservative Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and former Fox host Tucker Carlson. Police in Arizona say they've arrested a 60-year-old man on terrorism charges in connection with three shootings at a Democratic Party campaign office in suburban Phoenix. Tempe Police Chief Ken McCoy.
We want to reassure our community that when you go to vote, we are committed to keeping you safe.
No one was injured in the shootings. McDonald's now believes sliced raw onions on its quarter pounders could be at the root of an E. coli outbreak that made dozens of customers sick and left one dead. Illegal Pete's and Taco Bell restaurants in Denver are temporarily removing onions from their menus as well. 65 or older, immunocompromised, the CDC is recommending a second dose of the current COVID vaccine. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The vast majority of COVID deaths we see today are among older people. So it's quite reasonable to be boosting older people at least twice a year or even 3 to 4 times a year, since the boost only lasts them about 3 months, especially older people living in nursing homes.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you like downtown traffic tie-ups and campaign visits, Kenosha's got you covered today. Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff will deliver remarks at a Team Harris Walls block party. The event is being held at a downtown Kenosha business and will also feature the Maryland governor. Some downtown Kenosha roads will likely be impacted from the afternoon through the early evening. On Monday, the action returns to Racine with a J.D. Vance rally at Memorial Hall. Early voting in Racine and Kenosha continues to draw large crowds. Voters faced long lines and extended wait times for the second consecutive day yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says issues with clerks' label makers are a contributing factor to the delays, particularly in printing labels for in-person absentee ballots. To speed things up, the commission has authorized clerks to handwrite voters' information on ballot envelopes instead of waiting for labels to print. And the new Amtrak line running through the area already has over 100,000 riders. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago with stops throughout Wisconsin. La Crosse, Toma, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. People riding on the Borealis line got a free drink and a 100 grand bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that the route is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years two trains leave from the cities to Chicago every day. The Borealis line just launched in May of this year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 62, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a quarter inch or more. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
We're so anxious to get the next text. They give you those three little ghosty dots to tell you it's coming. Oh, we're cooking up a good one for you. Wait till you see this. You are not going to believe what this guy is about to say. I can't show it to you yet. We're still working on it in the text machine, but it's going to be a beauty. You can see the pistons pumping. Sometimes we get the ghosty dots and then no text. What happened there? I want to know what that was. Is that like somebody coming up to you and going, never mind. The phones keep getting smarter. Why don't we? Why are people on voicemail still telling me to wait for the beep? It's the 21st century. I think we're all up to speed on the beep. The Maasai tribesmen of the African plain know about the beep. They don't leave a message till they hear, mamale, 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 beep. Why are people still telling me to leave my name and number on voicemail? Are these necessary instructions for anyone? Anyone getting messages like, this is a woman, goodbye.
Twist and Shout. I remember them singing that on the Ed Sullivan Show. Am I dating myself? Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 63. Maybe some precipitation tonight. Lows around 50. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs near 60. Right now it's clear and cold. 40 degrees right here at Radio Park with CCR. Bad Moon Rising. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Go wrong with CCR in the morning. Bad Moon Rising at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. So this woman in Georgia says that while she was on vacation, a company came and demolished her home. The workers admit they got the wrong place. It's unclear what they're doing to make it right. Imagine coming home from vacation and your home is destroyed. Don't you hate when that happens? Man. It's 6:12. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 63. Clear and 40 right now at Radio Park. Here come the Four Tops.
Yes!
Oh,
More tap, same old song. Local news and timeless hits this morning at WRJM. Hey, planning on dressing up at the workplace for Halloween? Well, we've got some etiquette rules for you to follow. First of all, avoid costumes that might be offensive. Cut loose, but stay professional. Be tasteful if you decorate your desk, not too much gore. And if you're putting out a bowl of candy, individually wrapped candy is the way to go, especially these days and everybody's catching everything.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Zoe Saldana takes her craft seriously. How seriously? She told Variety that she wanted to go back and reshoot Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame because she says now she totally understands her character, Gamora's arc, better. She says she knows it can't happen, but she wishes she could because now she has a better grasp on what directors the Russo brothers had in mind. Ouch. I love Zoe Saldana, but maybe you do a little more homework next time before you hit the screen for two multi-million dollar films. Saldana played the same role in the Guardians of the Galaxy films as well. Netflix has announced there will be a season two of the A24 show Beef. The Hollywood Reporter says season two will focus on a young couple who witnesses a fight between their boss and his wife and will star the outstanding Carey Mulligan and Oscar Isaacson. Season one, starring Stephen Yeun and Ali Wong, took home 8 Emmys. Isaacson and Mulligan worked together previously in the Coen brothers' film Inside Llewyn Davis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that would be AM 540 WAUK tonight and every weeknight at 6 o'clock.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less. And we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Well, fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org, HospiceAlliance.org.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
All right, going to be sunny today, a beautiful day with a high near 63, maybe some showers and thunderstorms, lows 50 tonight. Cloudy, a chance of more precipitation tomorrow with a high near 60. But for the weekend, sunshine Saturday and Sunday, 57 the high Saturday, 60 on Sunday. Right now at Radio Park, a clear autumn sky, 40 degrees with rare earth.
Never mind a girl.
Expected the 22-minute version of that song. There is one, by the way, on their album. And I got the 2.5-minute version. What do you know? All right. We talked yesterday about signs that you're getting old and how young people perceive it. Here's another one. The newest sign you're an old person. Young people say if you dance with your hands up in the air, it makes you look ancient. And we're not talking about kids. We're talking about people in their 20s think that.
My tears are falling because you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover
Local news and timeless hits with Bobby V at WRJN. All right, got some trick-or-treat times for you here. Racine, City of Burlington, Town of Burlington, too. Also the Village of Caledonia, the Village of Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Union Grove, and Yorkville all will be trick-or-treating on the 31st. All have different times, though, in the City of Racine, 5 till 7 p.m. And if you're at the Village of Wind Point, it's October 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. Out in Kenosha, the Village of Pleasant Prairie is October 27th, 3 to 6 p.m. The City of Kenosha and Summers, both on Halloween Day, October 31st, and both 4 to 7 p.m. You can check the internet if you need more help with that. But for the most part, a lot of them are either the 27th of October or October 31st. It's only one that's actually in November on this list here. Where was it? I saw it just a second ago here. Yeah, Town of Norway, including Wind Lake area, November 2nd. All right. Most places, though, on October 31st or the 27th. It's 627 at WRJN Radio. What do we have for you? How about the Bee Gees? Let's try to squeeze in their song real quickly. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light.
And timeless hits at WRGN to love somebody. Those are the Bee Gees. A scrapyard in Ohio caught a thief in one of their cars. They used a forklift to hoist the guy and the car 20 feet in the air. That's right. The thief was still inside the car. They kept him there till the cops came. The 911 dispatcher laughed when they explained the situation. Needless to say, Don't steal a car in a junkyard where they have a forklift, all right? Let's check news in the morning, 6:30 on the nose. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you like downtown traffic tie-ups and campaign visits, Kenosha's got you covered today. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff will deliver remarks at a Team Harris Walls block party. The event is being held at a downtown Kenosha business and will also feature the Maryland governor. Some downtown Kenosha roads will likely be impacted from the afternoon through the early evening. On Monday, the action returns to Racine with a J.D. Vance rally at Memorial Hall. Early voting in Racine and Kenosha continues to draw large crowds. Voters faced long lines and extended wait times for the second consecutive day yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says issues with clerks' label makers are a contributing factor to the delays, particularly in printing labels for in-person absentee ballots. To speed things up, the commission has authorized clerks to handwrite voters' information on ballot envelopes instead of waiting for labels to print. And the new Amtrak line running through the area already has over 100,000 riders. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago with stops throughout Wisconsin. La Crosse, Toma, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. People riding on the Borealis line got a free drink and a 100 grand bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that the route is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years two trains leave from the cities to Chicago every day. The Borealis line just launched in May of this year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Wisconsin, which produces 61% of the nation's cranberries, has faced some unique weather challenges this year. According to Grant Holly, executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, the season has been quite a roller coaster.
So we had some hail damage at the very beginning of the season in the spring, and there were multiple farms that, according to the insurance pieces, I mean, they lost entire plants, and it was a bad time period. We also had a swath of hail that went through a couple weeks ago, close to the Black River Falls area. It missed our research station by only a mile, but there are some farms there that, from all reports coming back, they have total loss as well. We are lucky enough that if they do have processed cranberries, if they can typically get those cranberries to the processor within 24 hours, they're being turned into juice, and there's the damage itself is okay if they're basically being juiced at the time if they're getting hit by hail. So they're just being further juiced at the processor.
That's Grant Holly, the executive director for the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, along with us. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
I confess, I love to host a party. I love having people over. But when they come over, I want to leave a favorable impression with them, not just with the atmosphere, but the food. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. So I went to Scott and I said, listen, I need something for a pretty good sized group in my backyard. And he set me up with their Berkey Brats. Now, I've talked about these before, but my guest talked about them through the whole event, telling me, man, Pam, these are great brats. Something different about these brats. They were asking me all kinds of questions, and I was happy to tell them what I knew about all the custom mixes that are being worked on right now at Bavaria Sausage. Now listen, you can experience the Berkey Brats yourself, but you've got to go to the retail location right now. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or shop all the great Bavaria Sausage flavors online. BavariaSausage.com, and get ready to amplify any event you're hosting. Bavaria Sausage.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Thursday agribusiness news. Ethan Lulich of the Mawson FFA is one of our four finalists at the National FFA Convention for the American Star Award for Agricultural Placement. His supervised agricultural experience consisted of working on his family's business, Lulich Landscaping, LLC. At the beginning, Ethan's role was to assist with hauling plants, plant materials, and block pavers to the installation crew. And over time,
Ethan's responsibilities have increased to operating machinery. The other award finalists hail from Oklahoma, California, and New York. Once again, congratulations to Ethan Lulich of the Mawson FFA for being a finalist. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 62, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a quarter inch or more. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Doctors specialize, right? Last month, I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Last week, I went to an arch of the foot, small of the back, nape of the neck doctor. I have fallen arches, my small's too big, and I have a trick nape. It's weird. In the human world, there's a doctor for every body part, but in the animal world, a veterinarian takes care of all animals and all their parts? It's got to be the hardest job in the world. Where are the bighorn sheep knee doctors? The wildebeest gastroenterologists. The giraffe throat, and throat doctors.
Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Grandma sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time.
on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-dee.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
The beat goes out, sending its share at local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So this wild cockatoo flies into a grocery store and was stuck inside for almost a month. He couldn't find his way out or didn't want to find his way out and wouldn't let anybody catch him. A manager kept him alive by leaving water and bread out each night. And you can't understand why the bird didn't leave the store. The Monkees, I'm a Believer, 6:42 now.
Love is only true. Someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. And I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah.
Just think, every time that song is played by the Monkees, Neil Diamond, the writer, still makes money. So we just played that song. Ka-ching. He just made some money. Hey, got a lot of sports coming up this weekend. Tomorrow, high school football, number 3 seed, Racine Case. The Eagles host number 6 seed, the Oconomowoc Raccoons, in the WIAA Division I Level 1 playoff. Pregame 5:30, kickoff 6 p.m. with Dick Graceffa. Saturday, I've got Badger football. Number 3 Penn State will be in Wisconsin at 4:30. And Sunday, I've got the Packers at Jacksonville to play the Jaguars at 10 a.m. Breakfast with the Packers right here this weekend at WRJN.
Local news and timeless.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock car.
Nobody mean,
but the little old lady from Pasadena.
Timeless Hits, Jan and Dean. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we get Kelly Cruz from the DRC, the Downtown Racine Corporation. A lot of family events coming to downtown. We'll find out what new stores open up as well. That's Kelly Cruz of the DRC coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Have you ever wondered why people have so many pet peeves involving airplanes? How much would you love it if people got called out for more often for being jerks while flying? Anyway, American Airlines is testing a brand new system that will flag people's attempt to board before the group is called. That used to tick me off all the time. They used to say, rows number 20 through 30 will now board. Some guy with row number 7 gets online. Not going to happen again. There'll be an audible alert when they scan their boarding pass, and the agent will tell the passenger to step aside. All right, boarding shaming. I love it.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
I don't know if you had a chance to look over Lake Michigan or either in that area. Boy, it looks like a fire on the horizon. The sun is coming up. A beautiful morning. Going to be sunny with a high near 63 today. Look for some showers and rain and thunderstorms tonight, then cloudy with a chance of rain tomorrow. But in the beautiful weekend, sunny Saturday and Sunday. Right now, got a clear, beautiful sky. 40 degrees in Radio Park with the Beach Boys.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk.
Timeless Hits with the Beach Boys, California Girls. Hey, did you know we almost got a Brady Bunch revival? Remember the Brady Bunch TV show? Yeah, almost got it a few years ago, featuring all six of the original kids. However, Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, said it was scuttled because of her politics. CBS objected to a bunch of things she said. But who knows? They might rethink it. Bring her back. The rest of the Brady Bunch kids. Here comes Blue Swede.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
It's 6:57, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation is going to be live in person in our studio. Wow. Talking about all the events coming up, Downtown Racine. That's all straight ahead right here at WRJN. Here's Neil.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mother said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right.
Oh,
my soul.
You got to be.
You got control.
You got to be.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to be.
You got to me, girl.
Neil Diamond, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. So what's the craziest thing you've ever done to rescue your cell phone? Maybe you've reached into a toilet. Maybe you've sorted through trash in a dumpster. Well, this lady has your beat. This woman in Australia was rock climbing when she dropped her phone and got herself stuck in a crevice trying to receive it. 7